This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Finally, the soils are warming. Now, they do have a ways to go yet in North Dakota, where the 4-inch reading at Grand Forks is 37, and at Langdon it's 36. But many of our growers are not only welcoming the warmth of the weekend, but those who need to plant, where it has been so wet, are happy that it's a drier forecast. Oh, and sure as I'm sitting here, I know by Monday morning I will have heard of some farmer mishap during this busy weekend. We just pray it's a minor one. This week, I heard from Iroquois County, Illinois, about 100 miles south of Chicago. My friend Fred told me about a self-propelled sprayer turning from the highway, had a wheel bumped by a hit-and-run driver. And did you hear this week, hit-and-run accidents have climbed 60% over the past 7 years? The folks at the hardware store sure like to see me walk in because they know I don't go out empty-handed. It's impossible to not buy something at the hardware store. So my trip to help some friends this week was so much fun. Our television production company for This Week in Agribusiness has a wonderful home for us near Chicago where we produce our show each week, all of the comforts of home. But when I went to look for their tools to make a repair on my car this week, I found they had almost none. Ryan Rue and Angelo Lazara, the two great guys who for a combined 60 years have produced our television farm broadcast, must keep all their tools at home because I found they had almost none at our place of work. So, the other evening, I went out on a mission of mercy to get those boys a well-stocked toolbox, and that begs two questions now for you. Can you have too many tools? Well, of course not. And secondly, what all should be in a well-appointed toolbox? It led me to ask the farmer followers I have on Twitter, what's the most useful item in your toolbox you must have? Well, the answers, overwhelmingly, not even close. The first choice was pliers. 69% said pliers. The hammer came in second at only 13%. Screwdriver was listed by 8%, but eclipsing the screwdriver in the choices I provided was baling wire. 10% said that would be their most important toolbox item. Back in the day, Dad wouldn't have been caught in the field without baling wire. And to this day, his youngest son always feels a little more confident with a little baling wire around. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.